Another place where students traditionally struggle is with out-of-class group work. Because it can be hard to coordinate an in-person meetup, as well as make sure those meetings are constructive. Moving group work into the classroom setting makes the logistics straightforward, and it also allows the instructor to keep an eye on group meetings and to help facilitate them if needed. An important aspect of all blended learning environments is that they're not intended to do away with face time in the classroom. Unlike online classes, where all of the material and interactions are online, blended classrooms count on face-to-face interactions between students and teachers. Instead of getting rid of these interactions, blended learning structures are intended to optimize them, moving the teacher from a passive sage on the stage, who delivers didactic lectures to a large audience, to a more active role as a guide on the side, who interacts one-on-one with students to help guide them in ways that might be impractical or impossible with a traditional teaching model. By doing this, blended learning classes move from a teacher-focused learning model to a student-focused learning model.